We started the set with Insatiable live. And before we talk about that, well, the only other non-live song we heard was the Siren 6 doing Stand Still. And yeah, so here we are, and we've got the core members of Insatiable, I guess. They're all core members now, but these are the longtime troopers, the old guard.
This is the old guard here. And as far as who did that dance version, I have no idea, but I could put a long list of who didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. And who should have, might have been well to do it.
We didn't do that.
We didn't do that.
No.
Yes, you have the core four. I guess you might call that. The majority of us sitting at the table are just entered into our 11th year hanging out together doing this thing. And it's been a fun ride. And looking forward to putting out a new record in early September, which we're really proud of. That first track that Reed sang is one that's going to be on that.
Now You're Gone? Or
Now You're Gone.
Nice.
And another one has been released through the Still Standing compilation, which is called City in the Boonies that Zach wrote.
He's fun, right?
Yeah, that's been, we've played that a couple times lately. Cause it's kind of a homage to your roots, right? Here in Salt Lake.
Oh, basically.
And particular parts of Salt Lake.
Well, it's more, rather than that, and Zach can speak to it, but in general, it's more of an ode to some of the towns in our touring experience that, you know, they all have these features, and I guess West Valley rhymed the best. Huh?
Yeah, they rhymed the best. Yeah. Yes. Kind of on cookie cutter neighborhoods and towns, you know. And it rocks.
And it rocks.
And we don't rock that often. We rock that one.
Yeah. I can't hear you.
So when you guys started off, like, you know, this was kind of when you guys started off way before I had heard of you guys, and I kind of became an Insatiable fan a few years into your playing together as a band. How did things start off for you guys? How did you get together, and what was kind of going on in the music scene at that time?
Well, I had to learn how to play the guitar.
You're still learning
on that. Yeah. I'm still working on that.
Working.
Oh, basically a love of music, of that type of music. I was initially exposed to that type of music on a local level from the band 004, which I saw a lot when I was in high school. And I thought, you know, being I was also in high school and college was a horn player, so I figured I'd want to be in a band that had horns in it. So that's where it kind of started. And I was always into like early, like Police type music that had the, you know, the skank going on, and it just, that's where my influences came from anyway. And then
you ended up on the keyboard and singing,
something like that. That's what happens nice when you hire better horn players than you are. So.
Good to know.
So I think ska is a really fun type of music because you can kind of you can incorporate it into any other type of genre of music. You know, you hear ska funk, you hear lots of hardcore and punk and real rootsy stuff. I mean, there's so much you can do with just skanking, you know. And it's been really fun to, you know, use that and take ska and use it in different situations and stuff.
It's taken us to places we never thought we'd travel to, meet people we'd never thought we'd meet, play with some of the best reggae and ska musicians in the world,
sleep on kitchens we never thought we'd
exactly
sleep on.
Yeah.
That brings us to something I'm curious about is, who are some of the big acts that you guys have had always dreamed of playing with and played with, and maybe some of the shows that have been your most memorable but not necessarily the biggest. I don't know, what are kind of some of your highlights of your performance, the performance aspect of your band?
Wow.
The Scottalites show, you know, we've
playing with the Scottalites three or four times.
Like in Vail or something like that.
You know, you got to help these guys up onto the stage, and then once they get up there,
it's like you can't help but throw your arms around them afterwards, too.
We opened for Selector. We've opened for Dred Zeppelin.
The Specials. Special Beat back in that incarnation.
You know, some of the funnest bands I thought were bands
toured
like
with the Pie Tasters.
The Pie Tasters and MU330 and Warsaw.
Yeah.
Those guys are great guys, and they're just out there every day.
Those are hardworking bands.
Hardworking bands, you know. And, it's really something you give up. You give up a lot to do, you know, to travel full time.
Yeah, and we've gotten to play with legends like Toots and the Maytals.
There you go.
Even Yellow Man.
Yellow Steel Man. Nice.
Steel Pulse. Several times.
Plenty. Long list.
Yeah.
Just about everybody, it seems like. So
playing 11 years, that would about do it.
For America?
That's
America.
True.
Open for America.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some really fun shows during the Olympics.
The Bud World show we played during then, and opening up for Creed.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring us back. Somebody shouted out here. I think it was you, Scott, behind the computer. Who said that you guys did a Horse with No Name dub?
Yes.
Is that true?
We did a for Horse the, with No Name dub for America.
For the nice. Balloon Festival.
They weren't there, but the balloons enjoyed it.
That's great. I just wanted to confirm that.
The Hot Air Balloon Festival.
I've got a question for you, Lou, in particular. I've seen over the years your beard take on lots of different metamorphoses. And, you know, now it's in a short stage, but... If you wouldn't mind, if you could give us, you know, from what you can remember, a
beard.
Description of beard.
Yeah, the goatee was pretty long for a long time. And I fell off my bicycle and smashed my face and off it went. And
that's all it takes.
Went to the emergency room and got a bunch of sutures. So. And Zach picked me up because they wouldn't let me go away without having somebody come and help me.
An adult.
Something.
That's good. That's fortunate.
I picked up something resembling Lou.
Yeah.
A hamburger with those glasses on.
Hamburger with the goatee.
That brings me to another question that I've been curious about. This is, you know, you guys are local guys, so I mean, I sometimes see you guys around the grocery stores and stuff, believe it or not, and probably a lot of other folks out there too. Do as well.
Don't ask for autographs.
Okay. That's why I haven't thus far. What do you guys, I mean, if you don't mind talking about your private lives, or what do you guys also do in your spare time? I mean, I know music pays the bills sometimes, if you're lucky, but I'm getting head shakes.
Scott's a full-time musician. He's
I teach lessons, and then I play gigs, and then in my spare time, I like cook. It's my hobby.
Nice.
I used to cook for a living and play music for a hobby, and now it's kind of the other way around. I'm much happier being my own boss.
I've got a buddy who, I don't know if you remember, who was taking, I think, bass lessons from you, and he didn't know. His name was Derek Johnson, and this was years ago, I think.
Okay.
And he said, I guess he was a big Insatiable fan, but didn't know you were in the band. And so I don't know if he brought his Insatiable CD or if he said, hey, you know that one band, Insatiable? There's this really cool bass line that I like out of this song. And I think you even started teaching it to him before you told him, hey man, that's me. Like, yeah, I know what song you're talking about. Okay.
I've taught students Insatiable songs.
Yeah.
It cracks me up.
How about the rest of you folks?
You've got a wide variety of interesting people.
Can see that. It's
salesman,
in radio.
Computer technicians. I work at a harp shop. Got everybody. Lou's
and,
been a bicycle,
you know,
bicycle mechanic.
I race bicycles and ride bikes. And
that BMX or mountain
BMX
bikes?
BMX and
are
mountain
nice.
Bikes and freestyle. I'm into the flatland stuff now. So,
be looking.
And we have a school teacher.
Yeah,
Salt Lake
player. Yeah, Chris is teaching Chris? Up at Park City.
Park City High School. He's the music teacher up there.
Mr.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
You got bachelors.
He's
got
a mister.
Family men. You got everything.
I'm glad they can't hear you.
So we're being descriptive as possible because this is radio, so that's all you get. You just get audio. And we're going to, if you guys don't mind, before we go into another set, let's announce some of your upcoming shows. We won't get into all the upcoming shows in the Salt Lake area, but we'll announce yours now and then get to the other ones later. I don't know if you know the dates off the top of your head. I've got them written down here, or if you guys...
Yeah, I could run down like the most imminent ones.
Yeah.
We're doing the... Concert in the Park series up at Park City in their main city park. They have a bandstand similar to like the Twilight or Come Alive series that happens down
Gallivan
here.
Center.
So it'd be it's free admission, 6 to 8 p.m. And get out of the heat. Go see some ska in the mountains. Why not, you know?
Nice. And also coming up on...
then we're going to invade Tooele for the first time.
Yeah, the Tooele invasion's coming.
Get ready, Tooele. This will be our first... hear us out there, you're warned.
This will be our first club show in Tooele. And the, you know, the club owners are very excited. And it's called Tracks Brewing and Restaurant. So since they even have a brewery in Tooele, you know, there's something right going on over there. So
you guys
we'll
go check it out.
Yeah, we're going to be... hanging out at the old Salt Air for a little while, and then, you know, cruise on in. You know,
nice.
Go float around in the Great Salt Lake.
Yeah, you guys can, and you know, I hear your instruments will even float in the Great Salt Lake.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Brass floats.
Mm-hmm. I water skied out there last week. Actually.
How'd that go?
Salty.
Yeah.
Got salty.
And then up to Idaho.
Yep. Trip to Idaho, Whiskey Jack's in Sun Valley area, which has always been a haunt of ours for the, you know, the last 10 years or so. And we have other road trips planned in the future, especially once the new CD comes out. We'll be pimping it hard.
All right.
Yeah.
When can we look for that?
Early September.
Nice.
I think the second Tuesday is what target date.
Well, it looks like your bandmates are getting antsy out there. Yeah. Luckily, we've got locks on these doors.
It's the stimulating conversation. They can't take it anymore.
Yeah, yes.
So should we let you guys play a couple more?
Music, yeah.
What should we listen for? What are these two songs?
We're going to do another Reed song.
Brand new.
Brand spankin' new called Fallen For You. And then a different incarnation of our style, as Zach always produces. This one's called Chatham Hadadoogie.
All right.
Enjoy.